question was asked, we look at the story of David and Goliath, and we all know that David should not, in any natural war, have won the battle with Goliath, right? It seems we are always taught about how it was a great miracle that David won Goliath. Fact of the matter is that it seems that David did win a lion and a bear, so wasn't he a great warrior? Wouldn't that give us room to think that maybe, as it was so aptly put, maybe it was Goliath versus Goliath in this battle? So,
maybe it was Goliath versus Hashem.
Okay, right, that's what David says. So let's take a broad look at what's happening. No soldier is willing to stand up to Goliath. Okay, let's remember that. And when there's a war, David is not one of the soldiers. He's left with the sheep. His brothers are one of the soldiers. So the indicators we have from the Navi is that David was not a seasoned warrior. Furthermore, it says clearly that when he volunteered to go out against Goliath, he was told, "Who are you? You're a youngster. What are you doing in the battlefield altogether?" He was 27 years old, but you see that he wasn't valued as a warrior. Okay. Furthermore, we see that when Shaul offers him the armor to go out and fight Goliath, he says, "I'm untrained. I can't do that." So all indicators, other than those two stories, all indicators are that David is not a seasoned warrior. And you see that when Goliath sees him, he says, "You guys making fun of me? You're sending out a kid to fight me?" So again, the text clearly indicates that David was not a seasoned warrior. So you'll ask me, so then what happened with the lion and the bear? So let's look at the story. David comes over to Goliath, and David comes over to Saul and says, "Your Majesty, I want the opportunity to go fight Goliath because he is blaspheming Hashem and Hashem's armies." And you have the text here, right? So is the bookmark in the right place?
No.
Okay. So let's go over to the Pasuk. Says like this. Here we go. David says to Saul, he says, "I was shepherding my father, your servant, my father's sheep, and a lion and a bear came and took a sheep from the flock. And I ran after it, and I hid it, and I saved the sheep from its mouth. And then it turned on me, and I grabbed it by the beard, and I hid it, and it died. This happened with the lion, this happened with the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine is going to be one of them, just like one of them, because he blasphemed the army of Hashem, the living God. And Hashem, who saved me from the hands of the lion and the hands of the bear, he will save me from the hands of this Philistine." Our sages say that what David was saying to Shaul is, there is no logical explanation to what happened to me. The pasuk says, "Gam et ha'ari." Our sages say, why does it say "Gam et ha'ari"? To tell us it wasn't only a lion. It was a lion with its cubs. David was outnumbered. "Gam et ha'dov." Our sages say it was a bear with its cubs. So there's no natural way. You know, a bear can knock off a person's head if it gives him a smack. And a bear can stick its claws into a person's chest and rip it in two. So David says, "I grabbed it by the beard, smacked it across the face, and the bear died." So that's not normal. Doesn't matter what kind of warrior you are. That's not the normal way. You told me you took out a sword and hacked off its hands and hacked off its head. Hivanti. You tell me you took out a bow and an arrow, you killed the bear. I understood. You tell me I grabbed it by the beard, beat it up, and won the bear. That's not normal. And same thing with the lion. You tell me again. You tell me you shot the lion. You tell me you beat it with a rock. I understand. You tell me with your bare hands you won a lion. That's not normal. Doesn't make any sense. And that's what David tells Shaul. He tells him, "Hashem put me in circumstances that were not normal. Hashem made me do things that there's no logic behind them. And I when you see a bear, you try to save the rest of your flock. And instead, I found myself running after them. You use your weapons. I didn't use my weapons with my own hands. So something unnatural happened here. Hashem was giving me a sign. Hashem was telling me, you have inner strength which you will be able to use at a later date. Because it doesn't make any sense that I was successful here. And if I was successful here, that was a sign of what was yet to come. And our sages say, there were few people in history who had this. That they had a sign in advance that told them that they were destined for other things. And David was one of them.
Who else? Can you tell us some?